About a year and a half ago, members of St. Philip's Episcopal Church and El Centro Comunitario partnered up to find out what it would take to get the so-called community IDs to Brevard. Retired priest Richard Kuntz says the idea behind it was to give people who are undocumented a valid form of identification for everyday needs, like cashing a check.
It's useful for them for a lot of things. They don't have to be under the radar any longer.
The white laminated cards show an individual's photo, address, and date of birth. It has a hologram, but clearly states that it is not a legal document. But the cards do have support from local law enforcement.
I don't have a desire to take a side in the political argument.
Brevard Chief of Police John Philip Harris Jr. says he's not interested in wading into the immigration debate.
What I'm looking at is what is good for every citizen that gets the services of the Brevard Police Department. And we don't assess whether somebody is here legally or not. What we assess is our laws and how to uphold them.
He says there's one particular aspect of the card that's especially helpful for law enforcement. On the back, individuals can list an emergency contact number. Chief Harris says this is essential information in situations where an individual has died and the department is left waiting for someone to identify the body.
What a difficult and heartbreaking situation if we've got somebody that died in our community that we can do nothing more than mark them as a John Doe and wait on somebody to claim them.
The cards cost $10, but Richard Kuntz from St. Philip says to people who've gotten them, they're invaluable.
To have a Brevard area community ID gives people a sense of belonging.
He adds, the IDs are for anyone in Brevard, not exclusively immigrants. The town is a popular destination for mountain bikers and hikers, so he says the cards can be extra reassurance for those who spend time in the woods. I'm Cass Harrington, BPER News.